Blackstone Audio presents The 10-Cent Plague, The Great Comic Book Scare and How It Changed America by David Haidu. For Jake, Tori, and Nate. Prologue. Sawgrass Village, a tidy development about 25 miles east of Jacksonville, Florida, is named for the wild marsh greenery that its turf lawns displaced. It has 1,327 houses, each of them pale gray on the outside. On the inside, the one at 133 Lake Julia Drive is a dream shrine, a temple not to the past, like many other homes of retirees, but to a life imagined and denied. All the walls in its 8 rooms, as well as the halls, are covered with framed paintings by Janice Valu Winkleman, who moved there from Pittsburgh with her husband Ed in 1982, when he ended his 4-decade career in sales, first chemicals, then steel products. She had been painting almost every day for nearly 30 years. Having shown artistic talent at an early age, she had taken some formal training in fine art and illustration, and at age 19 she began working professionally, drawing for Quality Comics in Manhattan. Then one evening, 11 years later, she came home from work and never went back. For more than 50 years after that, Winkleman made no mention of the fact that she had had artwork prominently published as Janice Valu. Her daughter Ellen grew up reading comic books without knowing that her mother had once helped create them. In 2004, the Winkleman's living room held 74 paintings. Vigorous watercolor seascapes with violent waves rendered in heavy blues and blacks.